On RSN 927, you're listening to the Summer Breakfast Club with Andrew Mays and Scott Gullen.
One of the most exciting young lists this year, Scotty, the Sydney Swans. I'm very much looking forward to seeing what a lot of their youngsters can produce. They did plenty last year under all sorts of pressure up in the hub, but great to see them return again in 2021. I'm looking forward to their development. Hopefully they can help this man a bit in the midfield. Josh Kennedy joins us on this Tuesday morning. Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for jumping on. Now, first of all, how was your off-season? I know I've seen you travel a little bit, but obviously restricted to Australia. Did you do any travel domestically, yep, or did you happen to get anywhere different?
Not really. We, given the 8 weeks on the road, it was good just to get home and be back in your own bed and not living out of a suitcase. So I did that for most of the off season, then just had a couple of weeks down in Melbourne, the back end of November, once the borders opened there with the family down there, which was nice too. But otherwise, pretty uneventful.
So, Josh, 14th pre-season or 15th, one of the two. How do you approach it, the body, the mind, etc.?
Yeah, look, it's not too dissimilar, to be honest. I'm still, you know, you guess you assess at the end of the year and try and learn or take some learnings out of the year and what you can improve on as an individual, as a team. And then, you know, after a month and a half or 2 months off, you know, the hunger is certainly still there, and then you're ready to go again and just trying to get better in any way and as an individual, but more importantly, as a team as well.
We saw a few photos of Buddy the other day, and obviously that gets everyone excited. Have you spoken a little bit? You're both getting towards the end of your careers. Do you speak about that sort of stuff at training or just away from training at all? Or is that conversations you purely have with, you know, either your family or your manager? Or who do you have those conversations with, if at all?
With regards to...
Just in terms of being in the twilight, enjoying your footy, trying something different at the end of your careers?
We're not silly. We're not blind. Like, we know that we're, I speak for myself here, you know, I know that I'm closer to the end than the start. That's clear. And you have to keep, your post-football career in mind as well. And clubs all over the, you know, I'm sure every club, are very good at supporting that with off-field, study or work experience and stuff like that. But as long as I'm still in it and my body feels good and Buddy's the same, you know, you're giving it absolutely 110%. I think, if I can say one thing for him is that he's certainly not conceding anything other than the fact that he's going to get back and play and be an extreme competitor and a huge contributor to our side.
Josh, it was a crazy season, and I think there seemed to be more losers than winners out of it. But the Swans, even though you obviously didn't play finals, just the way some of your kids embraced it and sort of progressed must have been very exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's an exciting time with a lot of young players that are you know, hardworking, willing to take the next step, and wanting to improve. The positive from last year was that we were, you know, apart from a couple of games throughout the course of the year, we were in most of the games and competitive. So, you know, our next step is to close that gap, and we need to be on the right side of those games and winning those games. So, you know, with the new players that we've drafted, traded, got a bit of a change in the coaching staff as well. It's pretty exciting, and looking forward to continuing through this pre-season, getting everyone training together, which, you know, we weren't able to do a whole lot last year as we went into the back end of pre-season and seeing how we can all gel together.
I mean, Sydney, over your journey, there's always found a way to compete at the pointy end, but as far as a smattering of youth. Is this the most exciting group you've had?
Oh, look, I mean, I can only speak on behalf of the last, I guess, 12 years that I've been at Sydney. And it's generally been relatively experienced throughout that time. I suppose when I first came up in 2010, we were pretty young as well. In my time, it happens pretty quickly, but it is an exciting time. It's an exciting group. The foundations are certainly there for a strong period ahead. It's all hearsay and talk and the hard work and the implementation has to be done to make it successful. It's certainly not an easy game, and I'm sure every team in the competition would be thinking the same thing. So time will tell, I guess.
Will any new faces join you in the midfield this year, Josh, or will we see extended midfield minutes for someone like Nick Blake here? I've really enjoyed James Rowbottom's development over the last couple of years.
Yeah, Rowie's really cemented himself in there, and Nick will, as you said, will certainly step up, play more minutes. Braden Campbell, which we picked up, looks like he'll have a pretty immediate impact either in the midfield or half forward, half back. Callum Mills is spending a bit more time this pre-season up in the midfield as well. There's probably a few that I haven't mentioned, but to be able to get as many numbers through there as possible is something that we're working on, and I think time will tell. I'm looking forward to getting out there and playing games and having a few test runs against opposition.
And one last one before we let you go. Now, John Longmire, he's spent a long time up there as well. Has he brought anything different, or how does he... We always hear a lot down here about Clarko and how he tells different stories and reinvents himself and sometimes, is happy to make a goose of himself around the players to change things up a bit. Is Horse like that as well, or is he same old Horse?
I guess he's the same old Horse, but he's the same old Horse. Horse has never been afraid to take the piss out of himself, that's for sure. he's not going to change too much. But we do have Ben Matthews, we've got from Melbourne, and Dom Pike from WA, and obviously the ex Adelaide coaches. Added some fresh faces to the coaching staff, and our medical department's changed a little bit too. So it's a fresh feel. It's a good feeling, especially to have someone like me that has, has often been similar faces for a lot of my time there. It's quite refreshing, and it's an exciting time for everyone.
Looking forward to seeing a lot of the youngsters up there in Sydney this year, Josh. Thanks so much for your time, as always, on RSN 927. Good luck for the rest of the preseason, and hope to see you running out there round one.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Josh Kennelly there joining us, the Sydney Swans co-captain.
They're asleep, but they're good.
Yeah.
Their kids are very good.
There was another, because Isaac Heaney returned to training this week, which was a good tick for him, but Braden Campbell he mentioned there.
Yes.
I saw him play a few under-18s games. Can kick.
Was he a high draft pick?
I think he went top 10 maybe.
See, they took Tom Hickey at his about 15th club. How good is it if you're a journeyman ruckman?
You get a lot more chances.
You get many gigs.
You do get a lot more chances.
Like I asked Josh, if you reflect on hub life, there were a lot of clubs that you just put a line through. Yeah, they didn't handle it. Collingwood, Melbourne, Essendon, etc. Sydney were one of the winners, big time. Well, they won a few games they shouldn't have on the back of kids. It's a good mix there. Tom McCartan going back. They've just found little things there that will work. And, Buddy, let's be honest. If he plays, suddenly they're legit top 18.
Yep, absolutely. Do you reckon as well, if Buddy can get the full season, they will make the top 8?
Yeah, I do.
They've got a good advantage up there in Sydney. Hasn't been so much over the last couple
of
years.
The kids we talk about, some of them are already at 50 games.
Yep.
Some, like Heaney and that, are 100.
Yep.
Mills, close to 100. I don't know exactly. But those types are now ready to impact games.
Ollie Florent was very good last year.
Oh, he's a good player. They've just... They've found more than we thought.
Yeah, they keep doing it, don't they? Don't forget, have you ever joined the club that is Sydney? The
Swans
offer flexible membership options to cater for every situation, which is very important in these times. Visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au to secure your membership today. Membership.sydneyswans.com.au. Now, there's a lot of South Melbourne supporters who listen to the show, who follow the Swans, so make sure you get in and get in early. Not a lot of positive feedback for your prediction that they could be a top eight sleeper.